something happens to you during the day, you can go. They have walk-ins at both their Ankeny location and their West Des Moines location. You can give them a call, 515-224-1414, and make an appointment, but you do not have to. You can go to demos.com, and you can see where you're at and waiting times are. What they will do is they're going to get you back to living through orthopedic care. They will help you with your foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, and urgent injuries. They have one location in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. I also want to tell them thank you for all the work they do with our high schools around the area, Grandview, you know, and just any of the sports teams that are here. They are here to help you too, but they're here to help us too. So if you're out mowing the yard and something happens, or if you're out golfing and something happens, or if you're out running or biking and something happens, you have somewhere to go that can get you back to living through orthopedic care. Des Moines Orthopedic, Demos. Zach stayed on here, so let's do a little dive into NBA game. It's tomorrow night. Expectations going into Boston. Yeah. I mean,
it's in Boston.
Yeah, it's in Boston. In any way, anything happens besides a split there.
I don't know. It's so weird to see these teams play so good at home, and then you have the Warriors, who are like the best team out of halftime, right?
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I really have no feeling either way right now. It's going to be whoever can steal one, right? I don't know. I mean, if I had to put my money on it, I would say the Warriors. They're just way too deep, way too good. And God, Steph Curry is so good, and Klay Thompson
hasn't done anything.
I'm just
yet.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
like,
he's really good. No,
he'll drop 35 points out of nowhere. In a game that they need him to, right? But it's been a long NBA.
Oh my goodness, it has been.
I feel like then they added the play-in games too, and it just feels like it's taken forever.
And then. And here's the difficult thing too, you have a day rest between all the rest of the games. Then you get to the championship game and they change that. I don't know why they do it for TV money. I understand why they do it. They don't do it. See, people think they're doing it for the athletes to give them some days of rest, and that's not true. I mean, that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it to make sure they hit the right TV, what they consider to be the right TV times for these games. One of the things that I've been listening to on sports radio for the last 10 days is there any way that Steph Curry can get into the top 10 all time? And I hear some of the things that, you know, well, he hasn't been great in some of the championship games. He kind of disappears sometimes. I went back and looked. His per point average in the finals themselves is almost 30 points. And he's a 6'2 guard.
Right.
I don't know why people have a, you know, and I'm listening to him and they're having some of these, and I'll throw a couple out to you what they said. And I'm like, they say, well, he's the greatest shooter of all time. Well, I definitely agree with that. The thing that I want to say is he's the most well-conditioned athlete maybe the world has ever seen. As much as he moves around in a game.
Yeah, he's not taking plays off either. And he's witty on the defensive end, right? He's not going to block people's shots, but he's going to make you uncomfortable, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the whole top 10 thing is so speculative. Like, you know, titles, they matter. But then it's also like, you know, finals MVPs matter. And MVPs matter. And, I mean, he was a unanimous MVP.
Yep.
And I mean, he changed the game of basketball forever. And
that I agree
with.
He
was a kid from Davidson. Yes, his dad was an NBA player, but he had no expectations at all. And he is incredible. I mean, if it wasn't for Steph Curry, LeBron would have three more rings.
Oh, at least, yes. And see, I have no issue with you know, I have no issue with Michael. I have no issue with LeBron. I have no issue with Jabbar. I have no issue with Magic Johnson. I have no issue with Kobe Bryant. There's your top five of most things. I have three of them pulled up here. That's pretty much their top five. And then you have Shaquille O'Neal's number six. Shaquille O'Neal is not the number six player of all time in the NBA. I'm sorry, he's not. He couldn't shoot 50% from the free throw line. He's a great player who was big, but he's not the number six player of all time. Larry Bird's on there. Once again, an amazing player with a great team. Wilt Chamberlain's on there. Bill Russell's on there. And then number 10 is Tim Duncan. You know, and then the and this four out of the five of them that I have pulled up here, because they kind of combined them all, have Kevin Durant ahead of Steph Curry. There's no way in the world that's if you're doing it on championships that Kevin Durant should be ahead of Steph Curry.
No. And you're probably gonna get mad at this, but I think the competition in the NBA is better. I think there's better players.
Oh,
I think they're
absolutely faster,
stronger. They shoot better. They say they don't play defense. Well, when you're playing 40 minutes a game running as fast as you can up and down, because they play quick. I mean,
yep.
You can't compare it. It's like trying to compare, like, who's the best football player of all time. Well, I mean, a quarterback is definitely going to be better than a wide receiver because he has to throw the ball to the wide receiver, right? And then you get all these little gimmicks, and that's why it's always up for debate, and it's never going to happen until we get, like, a AI computer that computes all these things and tells you, yep, here's the best.
Yeah. I'm one of those that I don't think Steph needs to, I don't think he needs another championship to get into the top 15. He's there. And this is what I've said on this show. And you know, I've said this for a long time. There is nobody else in the league that somebody on a pavement in Mitchellville, Iowa could say, I want to be an NBA player. Well, guess what you have to do? You have to shoot 1,000 shots a day. You can do that there. He can't be 6'9" or 7 foot tall and be Kevin Durant. He can't be as big as LeBron James. Steph Curry gave small people in the world a shot, a chance. And I had Coach O'Hare on today, and he was doing a session with Caitlin. So Caitlin came on. Caitlin Clark is Caitlin Clark because of Steph Curry.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Yeah, I mean, so that means something. It was just, you know, you get Stephen A. Smith, and you get some of these guys that just shout from the. I don't know if you watch or listen to any of that, but they have C.J. McCollum and J.J. Redick now. Stephen A. Smith is looking at ESPN, going, "You have got to get these two smart guys from big time colleges that are really intelligent off my show, because I can't argue with them, because I can't just scream and have them. They won't give up. I mean, they've been kicking Steven's butt."
Yeah, and he, I mean, he never played at a professional level, right?
Nope.
He's just an amateur. And these guys know so much more, and they're so good.
Okay, so Brock Purdy signs. Okay, did you think that he was going to sign a contract that big with the San Francisco 49ers?
I did not, and that tells me that they're going to get rid of Jimmy G or Trey Lance or something.
Yeah, I mean, it gives them, you know, and they've had C.J. Beathard there, and I actually had someone at work today say, "Well, C.J. Beathard's better than Brock Purdy." I'm like, "Are you crazy?" Brock Purdy in 3 years, C.J. Beathard never did anything like Brock Purdy has done in college football. So yeah, I thought that was kind of, and I actually like CJ Beathard. So, but you can't, but I thought that was, I mean, I think that they understand. And I think it's the same thing that he may not look at. And sometimes you may want to pull your hair out, but he studies better than everybody. He takes him 2 seconds to do a playbook. He's going to be a great guy to have, on your practice squad and during practice.
Yep, I totally agree, and I wish the best for him, right? I'm so happy that it happened, and he made watching Iowa State football fun again.
He did. I remember the game that they brought him in, and I'm like, oh my gosh, our season's over. And because we have to go to a quarterback that no one's ever heard of, and look at him, he's not very, and he's been, I mean, did he make you pull your hair out sometimes? Absolutely. And
he's a college kid.
Yes. And here's the thing that everybody, and they keep, so, you know, I've kind of been looking, I've kind of been talking to people that I know from Ames. And they will swear up and down that Hunter Deckers is two times as talented as Brock Purdy is.
I have been hearing that.
That's pretty crazy. And I mean, it's from people that I severely trust in the way that they evaluate people. So it's pretty interesting to see what they're seeing, especially because I think Matt Campbell's coaching style works better when people, if they win the same amount of games, they overachieved instead of, well, they only won eight, so they underachieved. I think he's a better coach on the other side.
Yeah. I so then you get back to the speculation, right? I was used to a two-win team, and I'll take, you know, these close games and wins, and I like the heartache. You know, I used to not care, but I enjoy the heartache. However, though, Steen, I do got to hop off here.
Okay. I got you. You go, and I will talk to you later this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yep. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye. See, look how easy that he had that telling me that I had to go away. No, he has someplace he has to go. He has to take care of pup dogs. So, okay. Some other things that we didn't get to yesterday, and I wanted to touch on a little bit. The soccer stadium in downtown Des Moines is now going to be finished in 2025. Listen, you knew that was going to happen. They've done a great job of doing cleanup. It looks so nice down there. If you're in any type of business that you're trying to get a product, any kind of product, I don't care what the product is. It's hard to find bottled water sometimes. The cost is double and the delivery time is quadrupled. It's hard to build a stadium and get it all, you know, it's not like they can do all this groundwork and then just leave it sit there. They have to have timing. So the fact that with all that is being out there and all that's happening, that the fact that it's going to be done in 2025. And they said today, I think the newsworthiness of it was because of cost. I don't even necessarily think it's because of cost. It's because of unknown of delivery times on specific things that, to get part B done, you have to have A, and to get part F done, you have to have C, D, and E, and then they're having a hard time making sure that they have A, B, C, D, and E before they have to start that, because once you start getting to F, G, H, I, that's where, you know, you're building, and if you don't have that, locked down, and it's, I don't even think it's pricing, because I think pricing is going to come down. I think that's a given. Pricing's not coming down until we can take care of not having shortages of things. So I don't think it's that big of a deal that it's being delayed. It probably isn't hurting anything. So once again, the Los Angeles Angels fire Joe Maddon today. The Philadelphia Phillies fired Joe Girardi. I mean, those are two coaches that have had success, a lot of success. And I don't think it's about the new players. I just think it's – they are – I mean, here I am. I'm going to call them old. I'm not as old as Joe Maddon. I guarantee I'm older than Joe Girardi. So I don't have that same, but they are old in baseball years. And baseball is a different game now. Baseball is played totally different than it was 5 years ago. It's played differently now than it was 3 years ago. I mean, there were a lot of people that thought that baseball would never survive because of baseball. Here's the craziest thing about baseball in my lifetime of liking baseball. In the early 70s, it was so much fun, and I think the fun part of it was you didn't get to see it very often. You got a Monday night, maybe a Sunday, maybe a Friday or a Saturday afternoon day game that you could see. You could listen to it. Listening to a baseball game was so much fun when I was younger. I think that it, even though I probably didn't know this, I think it fueled wanting to be able to do this, was just sitting there making calls or questioning whoever was calling the game or saying, well, instead of doing that, I would have done this. I did it probably because I didn't, you know, I was an only child. I didn't have anything else to do. But you could tell that both of them were having a hard time communicating with players. And Joe Maddon has two. He has Ohtani and he has Mike Trout. And Girardi has Bryce Harper. Those are bigger than the game guys. And it's hard if you don't get along with the bigger than the game guys. There's like 10 of them, if there's that many. But there's three of them right there. So, and the number that I had was the Angels were 27-17, and now they're 27-29. And the Phillies' win-loss percentage in games decided by two runs or less was horrific. That matters. It matters. It matters in today's games that is either there, you know, that it's out there. We had, oh, look at that. Man, that went fast. Yeah, I got two more segments left. I got a couple of things, you know, I think some cool things to talk about here that we can discuss. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I got some more stuff. We're going to talk about it. You're listening to Steen. I'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic. 1700, the Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Getting past that 5 o'clock hour. Be safe, be careful. Rush hour. It's crazy. I treat it like the Daytona 500 on my way home. Try to time myself getting from one corner to another around the bend. Oh, man. It's crazy stuff. Okay. Where are we at? Steen on Sports. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ and website 1700thechamp.com. You can, I will get my podcast up. I started them last night and I just couldn't do it. Oh, I got tired. I'm old. This segment will be brought to you by Palmer Group, founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer. I said this weekend I got to see Austin Palmer at Sam Lido's graduation party. Sam, by the way, a great kid, had him in eighth grade basketball, and he loved basketball. I mean, he loved basketball. And there are times that when you are trying to play one of the major sports, football, basketball, baseball, that the gods, you know, it just, they're just not going to let you have opportunity that you want. And he fought and worked hard and worked hard and worked hard and did everything he can do. And, you know, to be able to play competitive basketball in high school, it didn't work out the way that he wanted it to. And so he took his energy and placed it in a different spot. And he ran track for Dowling. And he did a great job. And he's an outstanding kid. And very proud to have coached him and to be able to call him a friend. You don't see that very often in seniors in high school and the type of communication and conversation that you can have with somebody. And I have that with Sam. So congrats, buddy, on graduating. I had the second one because the second one we went to after that was Emma Gipple. at least a three sports star. Was she? And she didn't. She does. She plays softball. She played basketball. I don't know if she ran track later, but she's going to play softball down in Florida. The soccer team lost their goalie. So they needed someone who was athletic, agile, to play goalie. I mean, they had a really good soccer team, a top 15 for sure, if not top 10. I don't always keep up with all the rankings on soccer. And she went out and played goalie, and by everything that I've heard from people, she did an amazing job. It's just fun to have these type of kids in your life. That, you know, the Caitlin Clarks and the Sam Litos and the Emma Gipples. And I'll give you another one, too. I saw Mikey McLean and Mikey McLean's parents this weekend. If you ever wanted to see what it's like for an abnormality or a what? Have people say the word what? You're going to see that when you see Mikey McLean. If I'd have taken you to, we were, we went to a grad party, Gokenauer. We went to the Gokenauer's grad party. And Mikey and his mom and dad were there. His dad, teacher and coach at Dowling. His mom, the biggest sweetheart in the world to, put up with him and all the kids. And Mikey was there, and I told his dad, I said, I have a picture of Mikey when he's getting ready. He's there, and it was a video. It was, I don't know where I picked it up on social media, and he's getting ready to get in the blocks, and you can see everybody looking at everybody, and you can see that some of these guys probably had way more confidence than what they probably should have. And this is nothing against Mikey. If you look at Mikey, you're not seeing the record holder for the 100 and 200 in the state of Iowa when you first take a glance at him. Now, if you know him and see how hard he works, you would think that there's an extreme possibility that he could be that good. And then when you watch him, it physically makes kids shake their heads when they're done. And so they're lined up, they're getting ready to start, starter gun goes off, and he goes and he hits his first two strides, and it was like on his third touch, he was already at full speed. And you can see, I can't remember if it was two on the right or one on, I can't remember they glanced, and you could just see it go. They knew where they were beat. They knew they were beat four steps in. It's incredible. That's the fun part about getting to go to these grad parties. And it's not just because they're athletes. It's just because they're great kids. And they're all over. I went down to Creston. I hadn't seen this family very, 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 very close. Haley Simmons is getting ready to go to Iowa State. Very close with their family. And that's what your graduation parties are supposed to be for. They're actually, I don't think they're for the kids. It's fun for the kids to get to say hi to people. It's fun for us adults to go there and talk to other adults going, you know, you have a couple of ways you can go, right? You can go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad they graduated. Or, oh my goodness, I can't fathom all the things that these kids did. And all the hours taken up in their days, and they still have time to do everything that they can do. Man, I didn't have the intestinal fortitude when I was 16, 17, and 18. I knew I wanted to go to college. I don't even know why I wanted, you know, it's just, I don't know. But these kids nowadays, they're amazing. If I wouldn't have told you that Caitlin Clark is getting ready to be a junior at the University of Iowa and is one of the best basketball players in the world, you would have thought she was a 32-year-old coach, an up-and-coming coach. She's intelligent. She speaks well. It's good. It's good parenting. And I'm not, I'm saying this for my three boys as well. The ability to communicate with adults as a teenager may be your biggest asset that you have in your life. So think about that. The next time that somebody stops you in a grocery store and says hi to you, talk to them. Or you see somebody out and they happen to recognize you a little bit, you don't know who they are. Especially here, I mean, they could be a CEO of a company. And if you stop and take the time to talk to them and carry on an adult conversation, you'd be very surprised at what people will do and how well they will do that. I know I do. It's one of my biggest things I do when I, you know, it's the 1 minute I have on the phone before I put people on here, I try to gather what kind of conversation we're going to have. Is this going to be more of a me conversation or more of a they conversation? And I have them on both sides. It's really interesting to see, but kids, and I had something in here. I took a picture of it today and I thought it was extremely important. And so I'm going to do that here, even before I talk about Palmer Group, since that's where I started. It's the 7 rules of life. And I read it today and I'm like, my goodness, where was that? Let it go. That's number one. I probably should have, I'll start at 7. I'm sorry. Smile. Life is short. Enjoy it while you have it. Smile. 6 was, it's on you. Only you are in charge of your happiness. I think that's incredibly important. Even without others, my mood changes 10 and it has nothing to do with anybody, but something stuck in my craw that I can't get out. Stay calm. It's okay not to have everything figured out. Know that in time you'll get there. I don't know if my children will agree with me, but I think I'm much calmer than I used to be. Don't compare might be the biggest one. The only person you should try to beat is the person you were yesterday. I really like that. If you're better than you were yesterday, I don't know if you can have a better measuring stick. Give it time. Time heals everything. I'm really bad at that. If I blow up or if I say something I didn't or if I anger somebody else, I want to try to correct it right away because it makes me feel bad. And you need to give it time. I've learned that in my life. Ignore them. Don't listen to other people. Live a life that's empowering to you. It's very hard to do, especially with people that you care about or your friends or you want to be friends with. And there are a lot of people out there that have the ability to say things and it doesn't bother them. I'm not one of them. And I don't like when things are said, I have a hard time. And I have even a bigger hard time with the first one, which was let it go. Never ruin a good day by thinking about a bad yesterday or a bad hour or a bad 15 minutes ago. With all that in mind, these young kids, if all I had to do was worry about these young kids that are junior seniors or freshman, sophomore, junior seniors in college, was if the only thing I had to worry about was those kids running the world, I think I'd be okay. My problem is I worry about everybody else. And that's the issue. Now getting back to Palmer Group, since I got off and I'm talking about Sam, which is the long and short of that is I got to see Austin Palmer today or this past weekend for probably the first time. It might have been the first time since my oldest son had graduated, and that's been a while. He founded the company in 1998. His goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. The company's purpose is to make lives better. They became employee-owned in 2016, and that made the company better. It made the company better because it gives employees, employers, everybody, it gives them more ways to be engaged when every little bit of the company matters. The paper towel on the floor in the bathroom, it matters. Maybe not every day, but it matters. It matters as much sometimes as that big phone conversation that you're getting ready to have. Currently, they probably have over 500 jobs that fluctuates in the, on a daily business or a daily rotation. They have accounting and finance, admin and customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage, and banking. Getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen. Man, that's good. That is outstanding. To make things happen. And here's the really funny thing. So at this graduation, and David Leto happens to be the CEO of Palmer Group, and it was his son and his wife, fantastic family. I got to meet some folks from Palmer Group. Andrew went with me, and my youngest Nate went with me. And it's so much fun to see which one of these things, because I'm telling you right now, I could have picked out the construction, engineering, and manufacturing guy. He was exactly what you would think. He was laid back. He was thinking. It's fun to see how all these things work. Palmer Group's a great company, and I thank them for being a part of our show. Texas and Oklahoma softball tonight. I'm assuming these are double elimination. You got to win two to win the championship. If you're going to throw the ball over the plate, you better do it awfully careful with this Oklahoma team. Texas, I think, is the first non-ranked opponent to ever make it to the championship game. It's a pretty incredible run by Texas. Thank goodness our football team can't do that, so we don't have that to worry about. And we only have that to worry about for a couple more years anyway. So there was some breaking news in that arena today that the Big 12 in basketball in 23-24, 24-25, 26-27 is going to stay with 18 league games. So everybody – I was going to see if I had the picture of it here. Library. Big 12. The Big 12 is planning to stay at 18 league games when the league has 14 teams in 23-24 and 24-25. And that's if Oklahoma and Texas don't leave early. Sometimes I think it might behoove them too, so maybe they will. Each Big 12 team will likely play 8 teams once and 5 teams twice as the league looks to maintain its natural rivalries. So that'll be interesting, and that's kind of where we thought maybe they would go. I think in the end, once Texas and Oklahoma leaves, and if they bring a couple more teams on, which I hope they do, I know Memphis is just sitting there, and then you just have to find one more. I think it'd be a good fit. Then they're going to decide which way they want to go, which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I got one more segment. I'll be right back.
Twitter at Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Last time, happy Tuesday. Drive safely. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Do your civic duty today. Primaries today. Trying to figure out who is going to run in the election come November. Both Democrats and Republicans out there today, go out and do your civic duty. It's one of those things. Vote. If you don't complain. And if you think in the world that we've been in the last 15 years that you don't think one vote matters, you are crazy. All right, let's put some thanks out there. Zach Steenblock for coming on to a couple of segments, to Coach Kevin O'Hare, and to the surprise guest that we had today, since Kevin O'Hare was Coach O'Hare was working out, Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark came on, and great conversation with Caitlin, getting ready for another upcoming season, and a lot of fun and a lot of excitement, and people that are excited about getting to see her play again. And it ended too quickly, and we're all ready for it to start back. Like we said, probably a lot of young people are incoming freshman athletes are probably going up because they'll start having camps and stuff up there. So both on UNI, Drake, Iowa, Iowa State, all of them, is thank you very much for coming on today. As always, thank you to all of our sponsors, Woodman Controls, DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Northwest Bank, Iowa Cubs. I think Iowa Cubs, Woodman Controls, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, DMOS, Heritage. I hit them. Hit them all. iCubs are out. I think they're out for six, and then they come back in. So that's kind of the way the schedules are. Just some things that are out there. Been going on today. I had a few of them that I picked up here. Only four quarterbacks in the NFL history have had a single season with 35-plus passing touchdowns and less than seven interceptions. I think you can get the first three. I mean, that's pretty much a no-brainer. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. The fourth one is what makes me smile at night, makes me hope. Lamar Jackson was one of those as well. This was one of the things that was put out there today to a bunch of people. If you could go back and give 15-year-old you advice, what would you say? Aside from investing in Amazon. That wouldn't even have been it. When I was 15, Amazon wasn't even a twinkle in somebody's eye. It would have been a lot what I just got done telling you. And my a lot of my youth was tormented with worrying about things that I had no control over. So I probably would have gone a lot off of that list. My Baltimore Ravens today signed the number 14 overall pick, safety defensive back Kyle Hamilton. Should have gone way sooner than 14. Extremely excited about that. Once again, we said happy 64th birthday to Prince. One more time, I'm going to give you these seven rules. Let it go. Ignore them. Give it time. Don't compare. Stay calm. It's on you. And smile. And as Amy Trask would say, say hi all the time. Not a bad thing if you do that. Duke's men's basketball team, John Shire is their head coach, took over for Coach K, has brought in Rachel Baker to be his general manager for the basketball team. She has spent the last decade working at the NBA, WNBA, and Nike. She is going to specialize in helping players enhance their professional skill sets and capitalize on strategic NIL partnerships. It gives Duke somebody that actually has an idea on what it's like to be in that industry and to succeed in that industry. That's a great thing for the University of Duke. I think a lot more teams need to do that. And the fact that he put someone with some Nike, so some corporate background, and she's a female, so she has no issues doing equal representation. So I like that. I like that a lot. For all of you, well, here, I'm gonna do a Rafael Nadal. Roger Federer texted me after my win on Sunday. We have a very special relationship as both. I mean, it's kind of an adversarial, but friend. That's kind of cool. Officially, 2 months into the season today, the St. Louis Cardinals have only lost a series three times, and they haven't been swept at all. They've won a series eight times and have swept the Pirates and the Padres. I think that's pretty cool. Jose Ramirez this year so far for the Cleveland. Are they the Guardians? Cleveland. Oh my goodness, I'm not positive. I know what that one. I think they are. Jose Ramirez has 14 home runs and 15 strikeouts. That's pretty crazy, especially the way the umpires have moved the batting around, or the home plate, the strike zone. The worst call in baseball. That was definitely most 20 plus yard passing touchdown since 2020. Russell Wilson 22, Justin Herbert 21, and Patrick Mahomes 20. The thing that you need to see there is Russell Wilson's been there since 2020. Justin Herbert, I think, was only there in 21 and 22. Has he been there for two? I think he's been there for two. Crazy how good these guys are going to be. Talked about the Big 12 already. I saw this coaching thing today, and it's from Pro Football, PFFs, Pro Football Focus. They did the top 10 NFL coaches. Bill Belichick's one, I get that. John Harbaugh's two, I get that. Andy Reid is three, I get that. Cliff Kingsbury was four. Pete Carroll was five. I'd rather have Cliff Kingsbury. Matt LaFleur was six, I get it. Kyle Shanahan was seven, I get it. Mike Vrabel was eight. Frank Wright was nine. Okay. Mike McCarthy was 10. He's not even the best coach on his coaching staff. That's stupid. It's not a very good list. What else do I have here? Darvin Ham. He's got, I think he's going to be a very interesting coach. I don't think he's going to be a pushover. I think he's very confident in the way he does things. It doesn't help when you're, and this was a story. It's on ESPN. It's on CBS that LeBron could see maybe after next year. You know, how fun would it be to play with Steph Curry? Stop it. You can't change teams again. You went to the Lakers. You stay with the Lakers. You live, die, and ride. What's the we ride and die together? Will Smith in whatever that show with him and, yeah, I can't remember what it's called. Manny Machado is mad that Albert Pujols' final year isn't receiving more attention, and he's right. Albert Pujols is actually playing really well. Albert Pujols, I think, his stated age is 39 or 40. He's probably 43 or 44. So he still has the ability. Darvin Ham did today let go of David Fizdale, Mike Penberthy, and John Lucas III off of his coaching staff that was currently there. Kind of the big ones here. Then, I think there's going to be this whole LIV golf series. This isn't even close to being over yet, folks. I think there's going to be a lot more to come. I think there'll be more players. The PGA, as much as they want to believe that they are the end all be all, they're not. No organization is. The great thing now it's difficult to do because you can see it with football. The NFL has made it almost impossible to duplicate what they do. It'll be interesting. Happy 25th birthday to David Montgomery. I can't believe he's only 25 years old. I think he's going to have a breakout year this year because I think they're going to use him in many more ways. And I think that is a really good thing. I have stayed out of the whole Deshaun Watson thing. And this will be my last thing tonight, as a Cleveland Browns fan and a Cleveland Browns organization, I'm sorry, folks. No matter if he wins you football games, I think I might be turning the corner here. I have no idea if it's worth the backlash that you're about ready to receive. I don't know if you can handle it. You are listening to Steen on Sports. Make sure you go out and vote, folks. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. See you tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700.